Welcome to this Control Risks podcast. Today we're going to discuss the situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Protests erupted on the 20th of December across the whole country in response to a call by the opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi. The opposition is calling for the departure of President Joseph Kabila, who after 15 years in power is coming to the end of his second and final term in office. The president, however, has shown no intention of leaving power and seems instead willing to dig in his heels and cling to power by force. I'm joined by our main DR Congo analyst, Vincent Rouget. Vincent, how did we get to this situation?
Well, the crisis has been very long in the making. Kabila has been in power for the last 15 years, and the issue of his succession came up quite quickly after he was re-elected for the last time in 2011. And it became quickly apparent that he had no intention of stepping down and organizing a peaceful handover of power. He sought first to revise the constitution, then to start a census that would have delayed the election by about 3 or 4 years, and had to back off, and has since resorted to other tactics to simply buy time, creating artificial delays to the point that it's become inevitable that elections had to be postponed beyond November 2016 as they were scheduled initially. And at the same time, the government has also been tightening its grip on power in the last few months, forcing opponents into exile, arresting a few others, and more generally intimidating the population. And the opposition has found it very difficult to react to these tactics and effectively press the regime into organizing elections, and is being forced to resorting to street protests to apply pressure on the president for him to organize a peaceful handover.
Protests have erupted across the country. The opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi has talked about peaceful resistance. What can we expect in the next few days and weeks?
Well, Kinshasa and other cities are effectively under siege. There have been heavy security force deployments all across the cities. There's a social media blackout all across the country. And the president appointed a new cabinet just a few minutes before midnight on his last day of office, which is a clear show of defiance. In response to that, as you say, the opposition has urged supporters to take to the streets and resist Kabila's attempts to cling on to power. But with such security force presence, we haven't seen mass protests congregating in specific flashpoints, but rather a sort of a war of attrition between rioters on one hand and police on the other hand, with supporters erecting barricades, throwing stones at police, and more generally creating disorder and making the country ungovernable. And this is likely to continue in the next few days, effectively bringing all business to a standstill. The main question now is that if protests stretch for more than a few days, I think they'll start really to test the loyalty of the security forces and to the regime. And we could see potentially cracks in the security apparatus that could eventually lead to military intervention or coup attempts against the regime.
Picking up on that point, how long do you think the current government can hold out? I mean, how much support does President Kabila actually have amongst the population, amongst other power brokers and stakeholders in Congo?
Well, the president has very limited support among the population. I think there are virtually no regions where he still remains the most popular figure. Within the army, it's a bit of a mixed bag. He has placed key officers, trusted officers at key positions within the military hierarchy, and he can probably count on the loyalty, but he's probably far less sure about the loyalty of the army as a whole. The rank and file is pretty disgruntled with working conditions, pay, and generally feeling that there is absolutely no sense of direction given by the president, who is notoriously silent about his plans. And so if there were to be sustained protests for more than a few days, you'd probably see the security forces' chains of command come under heavy strain, and that could really pave the way for a coup attempt by some elements in the armed forces.
And I assume in the meantime, the operating environment for businesses in Congo is pretty difficult. Are they just on lockdown, really?
Yeah, and even looking further, you know, within the next few months, it will be a tough time for doing business in the DRC. I last visited the country in October, and people were already telling me that it was probably the hardest time for them that they've seen in the last 10 years to do business, and it doesn't look like it's going to get any better in the next few months. Looking at different scenarios now, if protests were to fizzle out and Kabila has his way and remains in power, we would be looking at quite an uncertain transition, with probably very high uncertainty as to the direction of the country, and also regular protests still happening further down the line. If, on the other hand, there were to be a coup and a power transition, then we'd also be looking at a very uncertain transition period where probably a transitional government would be appointed to prepare for elections, and you'd probably have strong infighting among the political elite to determine who comes out on top in the new post-Kabila landscape. So the only ideal scenario would be one of negotiations where Kabila makes clear commitments that he will step down and organizes a transition within a few months for elections. That window is still there. Negotiations are due to resume on the 21st of December to try to find a consensus. But looking at Kabila's past statements, unfortunately, that is looking quite unlikely.
Okay, Vincent Rouget, we'll leave it there. That's Vincent, our chief DR Congo analyst. We'll be keeping a close eye on what's clearly a very volatile situation in DR Congo here at Control Risks. Thank you very much for listening. Bye for now.